This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It feels like the buzz is back. Would you echo that?
100%. 100%. We played the Rays 2 days ago, I want to say.
Yep.
And it felt like when I played here in 08, 07, spring training, well, I mean, not as much,
right.
But a lot different than the last 3 years. And the reason we have a good baseball team, the front office and ownership, we talked a little bit right before the end of the season, how we needed to execute, we needed to be better. And, you know, here we are. We got a good baseball team.
Well, there you go. Alex Cora with the Greg Hill Show. Was it last week? Last week, Ken Laird?
It was, yeah. Time is flying.
Yeah, this is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford along with Ken Laird and Dream Maker Brian Abraham. And I want to remind you guys, we were talking about this seems like yesterday where you guys two met and both your careers took off like skyrockets. Maybe SpaceX act or whatever. So,
wow. Yeah.
But in 2008, you know, Cora said, oh, when I was here in 2008, well, that was also the last time I went golfing in spring training.
And, probably a good decision.
And so if we really want to make it feel like 2008, we would fly Josh Beckett in and I would go golfing with him like I did in 2008. Those are good times.
While Brian and I were talking, it's been a decade since we first connected. It's time has really flown when you think about that. But I want to know from Brian Abraham, farm director.
Oh, just come right out of the gate. Can I introduce
question.
Him first?
Oh, go ahead. Well, you did. Dream Maker, the whole thing.
All right.
First question is, did Alex or somebody in the organization come to you for the green light? Like, is it ready? Is the system ready? Are we ready to spend?
Give us
a yes or a no. Brian, is it go time? And this offseason, there was a moment where you said yes.
Question did not happen way. I think we have a lot of conversations, and you know, Brez and AC, the rest of our leadership group, we have constant conversations about the farm system, where the major league team is, you know, our internal projections and valuations. Everyone is in the know, so I think those conversations and decisions are happening, you know, fairly fluidly. I think the timing obviously seemed right to make some more strategic moves to help the major league club this offseason, and that's exactly what Brez and AC and the rest of our leadership group did. And obviously with supportive ownership, made some really strong signings, and I think they both have said, you know, the opportunities ahead of us, there's still games to be played, there's still a lot of unknowns about what's going to happen, but to have a veteran core with younger players being a part of that, some guys on their way up, it's really exciting to be a part of an organization that is looking towards the present but also the future at the same time to create sustainable success.
All right, now that we just jumped right into the deep end of the pool thanks to Ken Laird, I mean, I was going to set this up how you guys, Ken used to cover the minor leagues and
right.
You used to be the farm director, assistant farm director in 2005.
This is the chemistry we have. We circumvent that.
You had the first Andrew Benintendi interview ever.
You
could forget it. Brian helped set it up.
It was about 1 minute and 50 seconds.
It was, well, some things don't change. But it was all coming together. So if we're going to jump in the deep end of the pool, let's ask some tough questions. Did Alex Bregman also buy you a suit like he did for the rookies?
No, he did not.
Oh, see?
I mean, it's okay. I'm front office personnel, so we don't really wear suits anymore.
I know.
To be honest.
All it is khakis and golf shirts.
Yeah, that's kind of the maybe a nice pair of kicks, you know, maybe some Jordan 1s.
Did anyone ever buy you a suit like when you were, because you were the bullpen catcher for the Red Sox until you had to travel around with the team?
Yeah, when I was with the Blue Jays, I did a similar role. Greg Zahn bought me a couple suits at one point. Lyle Overbay bought me a couple suits. Those days, dress was a little bit more formal. Suits and dress clothes were mandatory on team travel. I think, like the times, travel has become a little bit more lax in a good way. Let guys be a little more comfortable and the jumpsuits they wear. But with the Red Sox, the guys treated me well. I don't think anyone bought me a suit. But, you know, Johnny Gomes and Jared Saltalamacchia here around somewhere, they treated me pretty well. A couple nice dinners.
They're literally walking around trying to find the broadcast booth right now. But Brian Abraham joins us. And, by the way, I saw Daz Cameron the other day play for the Orioles.
Okay.
Daz Cameron, son of Mike Cameron. And Mike Cameron, known for a great baseball career and also being the guy who walked in the clubhouse one day and gave me two pairs of Cole Haans because he felt bad for me. I had such bad shoes. Anyway... So I want to talk to you. I told everyone this was the tease of you coming up here, Dream Maker, obviously family member of the Baseballs and Boring brand. And there's always some great information to come, but we've worn you out when it comes to Christian Campbell and Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony. When I asked Alex Cora the other day, like, oh, other than those three, who has jumped out? And even I couldn't even get the question out, and he said Mikey Romero. And Mikey Romero, first-round pick, 2022, the Red Sox, had back problems, has had a little bit of a slow start, but then last year sort of catches a little bit of momentum. And then he comes out here, clearly has gotten a lot stronger. He's a middle infielder. And not only because Cora said that, but because I watched the games. I don't know if you know this. I'm a big-time broadcaster. I watched the games, and he is one of the ones that truly has stood out. What is your perspective of Mikey Romero?
Obviously put a lot of work in this offseason. Like you said, he looks great physically. He not only looks great, but like objectively the way we're tracking our players strength-wise, body weight-wise, lean muscle mass, like he made significant improvements this offseason. You know, we collect a lot of batted ball data in the cages and track progress, so you know you can see how hard a guy hits a baseball last season to this season, and there's been a lot of improvements made. So I think just coming into camp, he looked great, and then have him play in some of our big league spring training games and have the results kind of match the work that he seemed to put in has been really, really strong. I would say, obviously, he had a great game the other day, but it's not just, to me, the batted balls, the way he's impacted baseballs. It's the at-bats. He's taking pitches on the edges of the plate for balls. He's working counts deep and then finding pitches that he can drive and hitting those, and then playing a solid defense as well. So last year was the first kind of season he was really to get his feet underneath him and play and reach all the way up to Double-A. So it's really exciting for me, and I know for him, to come into camp, have a conversation about where he's going to be as a baseball player versus within his rehab process. And I think that's always a challenge. When you're trying to get healthy, you want to get healthy. But to talk about baseball, you know, where am I going to be this year? Where am I going to start? Where can I potentially be at the end of the season? Those are exciting conversations that I know he wants to
have. And Brian Abraham, who joins us, I will follow up that answer with this, is that you also, in your time, as you said, you were with major league teams with the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. There were players like him who got in these Grapefruit League games that all of a sudden the major league staff said, oh, we get it. We see it. We're going to remember that guy. And that leaves a mark. I mean, you've seen these guys in the past, right?
Yeah. Obviously, we're sending a group of guys every day to help support the major league team, you know, whether it be within that starting lineup or coming in the fifth or sixth inning. And some of the guys, AC directly requests because he likes the way they played one game or they catch his eye. Or on the pitching side, Andrew Bailey is like, hey, I really like this guy's stuff. Let's see him a little bit more in a different situation, a different environment. So if these guys do the right things, if they play the right way, if they do something that might catch a major league coach's eye, we give them a chance to get over there and show what they can do. And I think we have a lot of really solid players that are able to do that. So to be able to put them in an environment such as JetBlue or any place in spring training where you're playing in front of 15,000, 20,000 fans is pretty exciting because the backfield's it's a little bit different than having 100.
Yeah, man.
So.
Listen, when Miguel Blaze is running around and with these yellow cleats and yellow, shin guards or whatever it is, people know see in the backfields. Here, you're like, oh my goodness, who's the guy wearing all the yellow? Well, they're wearing number 44, and this is a perfect segue to the question that you want to ask, Ken.
Blaze. I mean, I only saw him for a game last year, but he pops every time. Just watching him, run and the athlete. But obviously he didn't hit for like tremendous average, and then maybe this ties in with what you're saying, trying to impress coaches and things like that. Does some of the guys, is he, for lack of a better phrase, swing for the fences too much to try for the home run every at bat, or how's his progress in terms of being an overall all-around player?
Yeah, I mean, I think at his best he's a 5-tool player. He runs the bases well. He plays plus defense. He can impact the baseball. Last year was his first full season after having the shoulder injury that sidelined him for the entire previous season. So I think really getting his feet underneath him, playing 140-plus games or preparing for 140-plus games is a lot. He made some, he spent the entire offseason here in Fort Myers. Again, another guy who really focused on his body, focused on his physicality, and made some significant swing adjustments to, I think, allow himself to impact the baseball to all fields, really take advantage of the pitches in the inner half and pull for power and impact. And I think we're going to see a lot of progress at the plate this year. So we saw flashes last year. He impacted the baseball times, but he hit a lot of balls into the ground, which sometimes is great, but also I'd say more often than not tend to lead to outs because it's easier to field a ground ball than a ball that's hit deep in the air. So, again, made some swing adjustments, has gotten stronger, and being able to get him over here and hopefully stays within himself and sticks to his approach. Some young guys border on that. I want to do too much here when they're at big league games or in spring training. So I think making sure he's aware of sticking to his approach, having strong at bats, and trusting his process, trusting the work he's going to put in, will lead to the ability to impact baseball consistently, whether here at JetBlue at the big field or in the backfields when he's playing against minor leaguers.
And do you know where he'll start the year or not yet?
We're kind of in those conversations now. He finished last year in Greenville. I would say competing to go to AA, but it's always tough to say where guys are. There's a lot that happens. We have guys vying for the major league team that could push down the AAA, so the guys in AAA could push the AA, and the same thing goes on the other side. We get drafted new players, guys are pushing up, but I think competing for a AA spot is something realistic. Whether or not he starts there, we'll see where he goes, but he's put himself in that conversation to be considered as an upper-level player.
Family member of the Baseballs and Broadening program, Brian Abraham, joined us, and a couple guys watching these spring training games. Honestly, Brian, there's been a lot of guys who've jumped out. A lot of guys, non-roster, veteran, free agent guys who, like you're talking about Trace Thompson and those guys, but also guys who played at Worcester last year who have really, really established themselves and made a mark. Sogard is one. Every time we mention Sogard, it's the same sort of conversations we had with Chase Mydroth, who obviously went in the crochet trade, of everybody says what a good player he is. Everybody who plays him says what a good player he is. He's a good player. And I think that his challenge is to go from he's a good player, you're going to have to trust me, to just you're going to be a part of the major league team and you're a legitimate major league player. And I know that he got some time last year, but all I'm saying is you know how good a player he is from his days at Worcester. And now are you seeing like even the next step for him?
I think so. I think another guy who really is dependent on how hard he hits the baseball, a guy who puts the bat in the ball really consistently. So, again, the physique and the physicality was really important this offseason, and he did a really good job on that. So the more he impacts the ball, the more he can be in the lineup every day, a guy who can play a bunch of different positions. Someone like Sogi is so valuable to an organization, so valuable to AC and the major league roster, and whether he's on the team for the entire season or maybe someone who comes up and down at times, like, that player is incredibly invaluable because he can play first, he can play shortstop, he can play second, he can play third, he can play outfield. To have a guy like that and then have a really good at-bat, hit the ball hard, and do a lot of different things, I mean, those guys don't grow on trees. They don't. And to have him in this organization, we're really lucky.
Can you get a new helmet for Nathan Hickey?
Yeah, it falls off a lot.
So in case people don't, Nathan Hickey has the best head of hair on the team. Not even close, right? So he's catcher / first baseman, playing a ton of first baseman, and doing a really good job, having a great spring. But he also, his helmet, I talked to him about it today. Every swing he takes, his helmet flies off. He's going to do an ABS challenge, and his helmet's going to fly off after patting his head. Like, come on, this organization, next level. Find the guy in a helmet.
It's kind of part of the aura.
I told him, if I could do that, I would absolutely have it fly off of my lock flying everywhere.
He had a couple really strong games to start spring, and he had a couple home runs and made some really good plays. At first, I said, you better not cut that hair.
No. Oh, no. He's got the best hair on the team.
Yeah, so
best hair of his life.
You mentioned something interesting earlier, that Alex sometimes requests guys. What are the traits, is it different for everybody, that like stand out to Alex Cora where he comes to you and says, I want this, to see more of this guy? And do you tell players, like, hey, Alex likes this, you need to do this, or this is need to behave this way?
I mean, I think organizationally as a player development group, we are very based off of how our major league manager sees the game. You want guys to be dependable, reliable, versatile, able to handle adversity. Like, those are things that I think Alex believes that us as an organization, us as a player development group, we believe. So we're not going to be telling players like, hey, AC requests you. But I think guys that catch AC's eyes, whether it be talent-wise or just like the way they play the game or the way they put in work, I think it's always great to give those kids an opportunity. Sometimes it might be a younger player that maybe he's seen in the backfields that has done some things really well. Like, hey, let's give this guy a shot when we need some innings late in the game, or we need a guy to come play second base for the last inning. So I think there's a bunch of different things that come into play. To me, in spring training, it's about being dependable. It's about, you know, being able to field the routine ground ball, being able to run the base as well. A lot of the same traits that you maybe would get from a big league guy off the bench. That AC calls your name, you know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get someone who's going to work their butt off, who's going to be consistent, who's going to have a good at-bat and make the plays in the field, and someone that you can trust. So I'd like to think we try to develop all of our players in that mold. Certainly not easy to do that. We hope that that comes along with a lot of talent, which a credit to our coaches. I think we have a lot of players that kind of embody all those things. So, but again, I think it's just exposure, a chance for our major league group to see players that have different experiences and, you know, different skills and different traits that maybe they can set their name apart from some others at times. And the more we can give guys the opportunity to play at the big leagues and experience what it's like to play up here, the better.
All right, last question for me, Brian. Cliche question. Who is the guy who has jumped out since camp started? Which, you know, listen, a year ago, Christian Campbell wasn't even top 30 guy. He wasn't even sniffing Grapefruit League action.
Is that true? He was not top 30?
Not 30 in the Red Sox.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't – there was, you know, usually you get, hey, you can ride the bus to Lakeland and get in the seventh inning. He wasn't even one of those guys. So who was the guy that so far this year had maybe – and I don't want to, like, say this guy put pressure on him, but, you know, there's some guys who they made an impression. Who's somebody who's made an impression for you?
The name that sticks out to me is Nellie Taylor. He was a 12th round pick a couple years ago. He's been in Fort Myers the past couple off seasons, has really put on a ton of really good weight. He's incredibly athletic, was our defender of the year last year. Hits the ball really hard, and I think the hitting group and Nellie have worked really hard on his swing decisions and his bat-to-ball quality. So we acquire players that we feel like can help develop certain traits that we feel like we can help more so than some others, and I think Nellie is a good example of that. He has a really good foundation of being a solid baseball player, so if we can help in some of the areas that he maybe struggles with, the better opportunity we have for him to be
that's
him
a good one. See, like, that you're gem. All about Nellie Taylor.
I remember when he called in about Rafael a couple years ago.
Yep.
I mean, right on the money.
Right on the money.
About progress.
His instincts have never been keener.
Nellie Taylor is now dead of the Hall of Fame.
He is official prospect of WEI in the Baseball Supporting Show. Peyton Tolley, a second-round pick from last year. Listen, I don't know if he's any good. He looks like a baseball player. He looks like he's a huge, huge guy.
I'm not that big of a guy, but I'll tell you, the guys we were drafting make me look a lot smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a big boy.
That's why we got Braden Montgomery out of town. He wasn't big enough.
What car were you driving 10 years ago when we first met, and what car are you driving now? Like, what's the progress?
Rental car? I'm a Jeep Wrangler guy, actually.
Oh, solid car. Not the Aroldis Chapman.
That wouldn't fit in my garage. I still have a Jeep Wrangler, different Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, you stayed grounded then.
When you were interviewing me, he was in a Yugo.
Right.
Like, so it was great. All right.
An 88 Buick Regal, two-door.
Listen.
What a star you've become. Unbelievable progress.
I thought, like, the two of you, you're beaming. It's so good. You got anything else?
You've mentioned weight a couple times. Roman Anthony, Rob informed me 10 pounds off his weight.
As I said, that's why I'm eating so much, because I know I'm going to get sick and lose the weight. So
How long does it take a guy to recover from something like that to get back to playing weight?
Definitely not 1 or 2 days. I mean, hard to say exactly. I saw him this morning. He says he feels great, which is a great start. Have to get him on a process to add some of that weight back. We get a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in there, Nutella and peanut butter. Our nutritionists do an amazing job of supporting our players. And, you know, the reason why we talk about weight and physicality so much is, one, professional athletes are big and strong, but you know, the bigger you are, the stronger you are, the faster you can throw, the harder you can hit the baseball. And to me, like, those are founded just like a foundation on a house. You have to have a strong foundation to be able to build it up to be bigger and stronger. So you know, Roman has done such an amazing job of that throughout his career, so I don't expect it to take long, but obviously we're going to be measured and careful with that approach, and when he's ready to get back into game action.
Cora just, like, he just kept dropping this restaurant in Lehigh Acres. Well, if Roman Anthony goes there, street state night, Gandulas. I've never even heard of it.
Well, so maybe he's getting free food.
I mean, congratulations, Gandulas. It's a big winner today, along with us, for Brian Abraham stopped by and imparted our knowledge, and you guys were reunited. Brian, I've always appreciated it, and you know what you get for this appearance?
What?
A Baseballs and Boring sticker. So there you go. Geez. All right.
Awesome.
All right. We're way behind, but thank you so much to Brian Abraham. Let's go to Trend.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Boston Red Sox are in spring training action today. First pitch at 1:05 as they face off against the Minnesota Twins. And we'll have the call of that game for you right here on the Shots and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Hall of Famer Joe Castiglione, he'll be on the call alongside Will Middlebrooks. The Bruins were in full sell mode yesterday at the NHL trade deadline as the Bruins shipped off Charlie Coyle, Brandon Carlo, and Captain Brad Marchand for a plethora of draft picks as well as some young players. Coyle was sent to Colorado, Brandon Carlo to the Toronto Maple Leafs, and of course Brad Marchand was sent to division rival Florida Panthers. Former Bruins goaltender and Brad Marchand's former teammate Tuukka Rask weighed in on the Marchand trade.
I think it was pretty much the same as everybody else. Shocked, kind of. That, I mean, especially that it's the Panthers. You know, but then again, I wish him nothing but the best.
Bruins are in Tampa Bay today to take on the Lightning with puck drop of that game at 3 o'clock. The Celtics play host to LeBron James, Luka Doncic, and the Los Angeles Lakers today at the TD Garden with tip-off scheduled for 8:30. The Lakers are riding an 8-game win streak. They currently sit as the second seed in the Western Conference behind the Oklahoma City Thunder. And according to our very own Justin Turpin, the Celtics injury report is as follows. You have three players who are listed as questionable: Sam Hauser, Drew Holiday, and Kristaps Porzingis. Hauser has a right ankle sprain, Holiday with that right hand mallet finger, and Kristaps Porzingis with a non-COVID related illness. In the NFL, a big trade occurred last night as the Seattle Seahawks shipped quarterback Geno Smith to the Las Vegas Raiders in exchange for a third-round draft pick. Smith will reunite with former Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll. And breaking within the last 30 minutes or so, the Cincinnati Bengals have re-signed former Patriot tight end Mike Gesicki to a three-year $25.5 million deal. I'm Brian Frisoco. That's what's trending on WEI and on WEI.com. More Rob Bradford and boss man Ken Laird coming up after this.
Baseball. Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Isn't boring with Brad Bowe on WEEI.
All right, welcome back to Baseball and Boring Live from Jeff Blue Park. Red Sox are 5 miles down the road getting ready for their games against the Twins at Hammond Stadium. Ken Laird's been joining me throughout. Thank you to Brian Abraham, Dream Maker, also known as Farm Director for the Red Sox, adding insight. Ken, real quick, just throw that on real quick. Who is I want to make sure that we document who is the player, the pick to click for the camp. Do we remember?
Nelly Taylor.
We asked Brian Abraham who was the guy who stood out in minor leaguers, and he says Nelly Taylor. So start the Google machine, crank it up. All right. Well, as I said, we talked to a lot of people. We talked to Brian Abraham. But before the show even starts, I go down to the clubhouse and I'm talking to people. I'm talking about Nathan Hickey, to him about getting a helmet that fits. I'm talking to Marcella Meyer, talking crap back and forth to him in a good way. Roman Anthony lost 10 pounds, all of it. And I wanted to go up to Trevor Story, who hit two home runs yesterday, and just say, what is it like hitting two home runs on March 7th? And then that sort of spurred on a great conversation about his lot in life and how important he feels like actual spring training is to him. And is this actually the best version of Trevor Story as a baseball player in his entire life right now? All those things are answered in this conversation. Here's Trevor Story.
What is it like to hit two home runs in a spring training game? And I know that, like, that's a simplistic question, but in terms of what it means for you on March, whatever it is, to hit two home runs in a spring training game.
Well, yeah, I think it means that I'm moving well. And I think the thing that, you know, because that guy, he's got good stuff, man. Cabrera, really good fastball. And he's running it in almost, you know, all day. So I guess the thing I'm most happy about is that I was staying in there, you know, because it's easy to feel, you know, oh, spring training, this guy's, you know, buzzing in on our hands, and, you know, it's easy to kind of back away from that. But still being on the attack and still being able to get some ball, you know, hit the ball hard in the air on a, you know, a slider, just to me, it means my direction's right, and I'm, you know, hitting through the baseball.
That's what I mean. Like some people, oh, some people would answer that question, oh, it's early, whatever.
Yeah.
But there is every little bit of spring training means something.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Exactly. I think, yeah, it's easy to, you know, get in the mindset of, oh, you know, spring, I'm, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, if it's not going great, then you're.
Yeah, I'm working on things.
And it's you know, we have a lot of time.
Yeah.
But also, I think, you know, the thing that I'm really locked in on is, man, this is competition. And I haven't had much of that in the last 2 or 3 years. So I'll step up there, man. It's that's the fire that I've been missing, and that's the fire that I'm looking to lock in on. Because, no, you know, no matter spring training, whatever you want to call it, games matter, they don't matter, but he's up there trying to get me out. And I think that's, you know, it's time to compete when we're up there. And that's a big thing to practice, too.
But that's the thing. So last year you come back and you look great in spring training, but still you're coming back from a thing, injury. Then you have your injury, and then you come back and still you're coming back quick. And now I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it feels like, okay, here is the representative version of me, right? You know, is that, am I overstating that or?
No. And yeah, like I've said, the, you know, the injuries, you know, not that you ever want them to happen, but, you know, you can learn from them. And, I've said, you know, I talked a lot about the mental game and the place that, you know, the work that I've had to do to come back from that. And, you know, it's hard to say whether that work would have been done if I didn't go through these injuries, you know. So being able to, you know, ignite that and be able to come back and play well at the end of the year was huge. And it gave me a lot of confidence, and even when I felt like I have half a shoulder, you know. So,
yeah,
you know, fast forward to now, and it's the same mindset. We're out there attacking. We're out there, you know, being aggressive, and that's when I play at my best. So that's definitely something that has been, you know, in the forefront of my life.
This crossroads in our lives, where you, like, the mental side, like when I get older, I'm like, oh, I wish I knew then, right? And when I'm younger, I have the physical ability. I wish I knew what I knew. That sometimes it's the intersection of all of it. Your physical ability, your mental ability, the lessons that you learned. Do you feel like sort of, in other words, is this the, do you feel like this maybe is the best version of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I think, yeah, you learn. You learn from your experiences. And, you know, it takes time. It takes, you know, coming back from stuff. And it takes, you know, just some real intentionality to it. And I have a great support system, you know, mentally, and the people here have been just incredible. So a lot of that is my wife, a lot of that is, you know, the people closest to me. So yeah, I feel really good about where I'm at physically and mentally. So
awesome. All right, thank you very much.
All right, going deep there with Trevor Story. I was getting very, very psychological.
Well, he seems like he's kind of a serious guy by nature. Very nice, very pleasant, but also he goes that way, you know, just kind of his mood. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that he's a thoughtful guy, and when he answers these questions, they're thoughtful, and I meant it. It's sort of like, okay, you went through all this stuff, and a lot of times you go through all this stuff, and you end up at 35, and you learn all these lessons, but you can't execute the lessons because your body won't let you. I do feel like that he is at the point where he can still execute the lessons, and not that spring training is a be-all, end-all, but he's having an unbelievable spring training. He hit two home runs yesterday. He's almost hitting 500. His OPS is almost 1,500. So, and I just look at him, and I thought this way last year to a certain extent. I thought that he was coming back from the injury healthy, and he was impactful. He was going to make the All-Star team. I honestly thought that, and I felt like I do feel like this, Ken, where he is sort of going on the radar because we focus so much on Bregman, but Trevor Story is a really important guy to this whole deal.
Well, no doubt, and I think who was it? Was Brian Abraham or one of our callers was talking us, I guess, about the strength of the left side if that hits. You know, just he, Bregman, and Duran in left field. And Duran's been quietly solid here, right? You don't hear him much. He doesn't speak to the media much, but he's fine. He's good in a good place. Because you forget, like, Duran and Houck were your all-stars last year.
Yeah, and
they get no attention.
You also forget when Duran started playing last year, we're like, can he run? Because he had that toe surgery.
Oh, right.
And then all of a sudden, boom, he takes off. I don't think there has been any concern over Duran. Honestly, there hasn't been, other than Bayo, who looks like he might be, he's treading in the right direction. He's just behind, so he might miss a start or two coming out of the gate. Obviously, Cutter Crawford's knee isn't right, so he's going to take some time. He's not going to be ready for opening day. You have those dynamics. Other than that, you know, you have Devers slow. We don't know what that deal is there. Willie Abreu, he's slowly coming back. But I think overall, the meat and potatoes of the team, Ken, I think that there's still the reason. This isn't the Yankees going for diagnostic tests on your best pitcher. You know, this isn't the Orioles who Grayson Rodriguez, that was perceived as their number one being sidelined. You know, the Red Sox are in decent shape here heading in, even though they've had some bumps in the road. So,
do you think, now the ownership group took a lot of criticism the last few years, and rightly so, for some decisions, various decisions. But did they nail it in terms of if they were going to take a year off and then wait to spend until the depth was back and ready? Did they?
No, I think that they had a window that they didn't take advantage of.
Okay. So, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah. And so, first, let's go back to last year's trade deadline, okay? You know, they made trades, and I told Breslau, I applaud him for doing the 4-for-1s instead of the 1-for-4s, which was, oh, well, we're going to get four guys to cover ourselves. Well, no, just identify the one guy and give up the four players, the guys that you aren't protecting for the Rule 5, which is exactly what happened. They just identified the wrong guys in Lucas Sims, and who was the other guy?
Guerrero? No,
Yeah,
I can picture him.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So you just didn't do a good job of identifying the right guys. But the point was is that at the deadline, I still say there was a window to walk through. The Yankees weren't this great team, Ken. The Yankees played the Cleveland Guardians.
Well, they made the World Series, and they had the modern-day.
But that's my point. They made the World Series without being a great team. They beat the Cleveland Guardians. Like, so all I'm saying is that they could have been more aggressive, and they'll say, oh, we were biding our time. All I know is this, is that, and we said this all along, the Bregman thing was the fork in the road. Bregman thing was, this is the reason why you need to get this guy, because immediately, for 9 different reasons, he changes the conversation, and he moves this organization on the field, off the field, all of it, I had exponentially.
Luis Garcia.
Luis, thank you. And by the way,
it was a horrible trade deadline.
But by the way,
good reminder of how bad
Nico Cavadas, who was one of the guys who went in the deal, I looked up his spring training stats, and Nico's a great guy, but he is 2-for-20 with 11 strikeouts.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
But to spin it back positive, I like what you're saying. They're better prepared with depth to handle an injury if it happens, and so far they haven't.
Think about this: is that at the end of the day, you had Cooper Criswell as the depth starter, right? Let's go with that. Mm-hmm. And now you have Quinn Priester, you have Richard Fitz, Cooper Kribsel still here. You have these, you know, even like a Michael Fulmer. It's just a better team. It's a deeper team. Yes. So I applaud like Craig Breslow in this second year of taking an enormous step forward. But I do think, to answer your question, I do think that there was steps to take last year because the American League was so weak. Anyway, we got to get, because you're really want to get us back on track heading Correct. Into. We have the game at the top of the hour. Is that
Correct.
Right?
Joe Castiglione and behind the mic with Will Middlebrooks.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
I mean, how? Not every day that a station and an organization and a broadcast can claim we are giving you the return of a Hall of Famer and a Major League Baseball player all in a very small booth at Hammond Stadium.
And coming up next, I want you to tell me how it went picking Joe up and driving him back to his Olympia abode last night.
I will be happy to. The behind the scenes of spring training, whether it's me poking my eye out with sunglasses, whether it's you hitting baseballs against the Green Monster in the middle of the fog here, or me driving Joe around Fort Myers. Maybe he rode his bike today. I don't know. All of that coming back in the last segment of the Baseballs and Boring Show.
Baseball isn't boring with Brad Foe.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Welcome back to the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. We're in the home stretch leading up to the Red Sox baseball with Joe Castiglione and Will Middlebrooks on the call. I'm here at JetBlue Park. My name is Rob Bradford along with Ken Laird. I implore everybody to go to the Baseball Isn't Boring feed at BB Isn't Boring because every single week, every single day, we have something this week. Ortiz, Crochet, Sam Dykstra, MLB Pipeline. Who else did we have? I don't know. A Cavalcade of Stars. And by the way, this show, the Baseball Isn't Boring Show, and myself, Rob Bradford, is brought to you by McFarland Energy, where they provide championship-quality home heating oil and HVAC services. They are some of the finest people, and they are excellent at what they do. I know that because they were here taking batting practice earlier, and they're also the best in the business at everything they do. McFarland, my friends, McFarland. All right, well, there's some times in life where you say, I can't believe that I'm so fortunate to be in this situation. I say that every time I do this show. I say this every time that I do a broadcast, Red Sox broadcast. And I said that last night when I got a chance to have Joe Castiglione in the passenger seat of my car driving to an event.
You went to pick Joe up to come to our event last night and dropped him off afterwards.
Yes, my wife sat in the back seat so Joe and I could just talk about the great game of baseball.
Joe was in such a great mood last night. He's in ambassador mode, and he is an unbelievable ambassador. So good. Walks around, talks to everybody, and just in a great mood. Perfect mood.
I think that he's going to be shot out of a cannon today.
Today,
for
right.
The broadcast.
9 innings of play-by-play. This will test his longevity or his duration.
It's one thing for me or Cooper Boardman or Will Fleming to say a burly sort and a big number 97 is coming in, but it doesn't really ring true like until Joe does it. But we had a great time last night. I got a chance to drive Joe to the event and away from the event. I assume that Joe made it home good, so that I think that we got him there. But it just
what do you mean, you think you got him there?
I mean, I got him almost the way home. Oh, I dropped him off.
You dropped him? He had to walk halfway?
Maybe. He does a lot of things on his bike. I still have that video of when I'm at the intersection. In case people don't know, JetBlue Park is about not even five miles from the Twins complex. And there's an intersection, a very busy intersection. But Joe would ride his bike. I wonder if he did it today, actually, at Hammond Stadium. And I was pulling out, and Joe, I see Joe trying to navigate that. And I've never been more worried about a human being in my life.
Well, he does it all down there. He and Jemai are like kayaking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of the great things, obviously, we all love having Joe. We've always had love being around Joe and honored or around Joe, but still getting a chance to do that and seeing him come over the park and being part of these broadcasts, and because he's a man of the people. And in all sincerity, you know, there are people down here where you look forward and they're walking around and it's a great time. Everyone's in a good mood. And Louis Tiant was that way too. Louis Tiant was, you know, I think of Louis Tiant, the player and the guy who should be in the Hall of Fame. But I also remember him as the guy who was riding in the golf cart in spring training all the time, talking crap with Jim Rice back and forth. I mean, this was the time-honored tradition. And we see Dewey Evans here in uniform every single day. It's just great to see all these people. And when you get into the regular season, it's not the same. It's just frenetic, as the Netflix documentary will show, I guess, right?
Yeah. And we did not get Johnny Gomes and Jarrett on today. They must have gotten tied up somewhere. But it is cool just to see even the 13 team is now 12 years old.
Yeah.
Two champions from that team, and they are like legends, you know. It's only one title for them, but they're legends.
I mean, Ken Laird's day, year, month, decade was made. I mean, today was a big day for you. It's just beginning. We're going over the Twins game where you get to sit down with Brian Abraham.
That was awesome.
Your mentor slash protege.
He's good. You could tell he is got it together. You know what I mean?
I tell him this. I said, you've come a long way since the first time you did this.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But anyway, you sat down with Brian Abraham, and then you had either Saltalamacchia or Gomes approving of your swing in the cage
that
down
there. That was awesome. And you're going to get the batting guy stance to go over my swing. So the batting stance guy.
Right. Yeah. So, but Brian behind the glass, excellent job. Excellent jockey. You know what? Yell McFarland for me one more time.
You giving me another shot?
I am. I'm all about second, third.
McFarland!
Say, there you go. It only took 2 hours. It only took 2 hours. But thank you, Ryan. You did an excellent job. Again, @BB isn't boring. Go check it out. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Charlie Morton, Dylan Cease, Cavalcade of Stars coming up the next couple days. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate Ken stopping by. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Rob, and great job on the broadcast.
All right. We'll talk to you later, everybody. See you next week.
Tips off, the NBA action is just getting started on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. FanDuel is your home for NBA live betting. So even if you miss the first few minutes of the game or you want to bet on a fourth quarter comeback, you can make your picks from the first whistle all the way until the final buzzer. You can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now's the perfect time to join. New FanDuel customers get started with $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Hill to join today and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. You must be 21 or older and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And hope is here with gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start with GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's a lot to love about you. Don't miss the Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Love all the trusted 2025 Subaru Crosstrek has to offer, like symmetrical all-wheel drive. Buy with 3.9% financing for up to 48 months or lease for just $315 per month for 36 months. The 2025 Crosstrek is built for your next adventure with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, the latest tech, and advanced Subaru safety features, all packed in the right size SUV. Buy the 2025 Crosstrek with 3.9% financing for up to 48 months or lease for just $315 per month with $2,565 due at signing. With so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
There's a lot to love about you.
And Doug. Quickly, Moo. We don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual.
Okay. Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Looking for a guaranteed way to grow your savings? Eagle Bank has you covered with the Elite Guaranteed Money Market. With a minimum daily balance of $20,000, you'll earn a 4.25% annual percentage yield guaranteed for 3 months. Remember, the Elite Money Market is FDIC and DIF insured. Act now and guarantee a 4.25% APY for 3 months with the Elite Guaranteed Money Market from Eagle Bank.
Eagle Bank, Eagle Bank.
Annual percentage yield is available as of
1-16-25. The Elite Guaranteed Money Market is available to newly deposited funds to Eagle Bank. Minimum balance to open the account is $20,000. For Eagle Bank transfers, a minimum of $20,000 if new money is required. APY is guaranteed for 3 months. After 3 months, it's variable and subject to change without notice. If the account balance drops below $20,000, the interest rate and APY revert to 0%. Fees may reduce the earnings on this account. Offer may be withdrawn at any time. Eagle Bank, member FDIC, member DIF.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Well, before, I had a big hole in the wall, and I hung a curtain made from a woolly mammoth. What? Yeah, that's what the guy said who had the first window ever installed in his house. Back then, people had to think a glass window was a stinking miracle. But, of course, today, most people take a window for granted. Well, we don't. We're Right Window. We don't take them for granted, we take them serious. Like our triple pane, it's three perfect panes of glass separated by insulating argon gas with a low E coating that keeps harmful UV rays out and allows a wave of sunlight into your home. Tight is how our guys put them in and cold air stays out. I'm telling you, years ago people would have called this window a miracle, and we still do. Just saying. If you're replacing your windows, call Right Window. We'll come to your house and work miracles.
Call Right Window right now.
800-649-3600. Quality windows installed for the right price. Right Window.
This Boston Red Sox broadcast is brought to you by Baseball Isn't Boring. It's a daily podcast hosted by me, Rob Bradford, because if you're a diehard like me, then you know baseball.